You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. I'm very excited about today's topic because it's been one that's been generating a lot of buzz. It's been on everybody's mind. Today's episode is generative AI. We're really going to explore what generative AI is, how SMB organizations can really leverage this technology. But before I jump into those details, I want to pass it off to my co-host Hayden.
Hey everybody, my name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. I've been with AWS for just about 3 years now, specializing in the small, medium business market, working with our customers in Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Really excited to be on today and talking about this awesome topic. And this is something Ben mentioned as well. It's generating a lot of noise, generative AI. I'm based out of Seattle, Washington, and we always like to ask this question at the start of the episode. What are you drinking today? I'm drinking a Red Bull sugar-free here in this episode, getting some extra energy and excited talking with everybody today. So, Ben, I'll hand it over to you.
All right, thanks, Hayden. My name is Ben. I'm one of the SMB account managers here at AWS, working with a lot of organizations located in Nevada, Utah, and Idaho. Currently, I am drinking some sparkling water, getting a bit hydrated today, and ready to kick things off, Hayden.
Great. So Ben and I always like to start with just doing a brief overview, and if you've listened to our podcast before, you know we always dive into the same thing at the start, and that's really why you should listen to us. As I mentioned earlier, Ben and I have a combined 6 years of SMB experience here at AWS, so we know what's on the plate for most of our customers, and that's why we started the podcast, really to shed light on what we're hearing around the bend with customers, as well as ways that we think you can leverage our services to the next degree. So the agenda for the conversation today is we're going to touch on an overview of generative AI in small, medium business. What does that mean? What are we hearing our customers define it as? And then we'll get into how customers today are leveraging this technology and how can you start? Ben and I often hear that's a daunting task for small businesses. They know this technology is out there, but how do they use it and where do they begin? And lastly, we'll touch on programs that we have available at AWS that helps customers get started, whether that's from the financial side or just different workshops that we can walk you through. We'll shed some light on those. After Ben and I have that conversation, we'll introduce Kayla Jing. She's a solutions architect here at AWS, and she'll do her coveted Kayla's Corner. She'll walk through a couple demos of Gen AI services we have. And then lastly, we'll have Eric Galvin from Innovative Solutions join us and share out how they're partnering with AWS and our customers to deliver some really cool solutions.
Perfect. To kick things off, Hayden, I want to bounce a few questions off you and get your thoughts on it. The first one being, how are you hearing SMBs define generative AI for their business?
That's a great question. And I'm going to say it's extremely subjective to the industry, but one commonality I'm hearing is it's allowing our customers to really define a competitive advantage, because we're seeing these markets becoming saturated and very competitive, and ways to have generative AI introduced to your industry, your product, your application. This allows you to really improve customer experience and, like I mentioned, differentiate yourself. So customer experience comes up quite often as ways of SMBs leveraging it, as well as I'm seeing Gen AIs, for example, SMBs leverage Gen AI with data insight. One of my favorite examples is QuickSight Q. So this plugs into our QuickSight service, which I always like to say it's a dashboard for your data. You now can leverage QuickSight Q to query that data and really find ways to tell stories through your data, engage with executive summaries, as well as just do a question and answer, if you will. So those are some ways that QuickSight Q is being leveraged, and I'm seeing customers use this internally, externally, with their customers. It's a really neat product. That's something I'm seeing. Ben, what are you seeing on your side?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of organizations wanting to improve their customer experience. Usually this is, you know, websites, e-commerce platforms, mm-hmm. and leverage some of the generative AI technologies to develop a chatbot. Frustrated customers come on a website and they're less likely to transact on it, mm-hmm. if the experience isn't up to par. So having a generative AI service really walk customers through a better experience, I'm seeing a lot of organizations positively benefit from different generative AI initiatives like that.
I agree. And I'm seeing the same thing in my territory with my customers as well. So it seems like folks are on the right path to leveraging Gen AI, and they're using it in the right manner. So hopefully that gave some of our listeners some ideas on how they can leverage it today, this week, this quarter. So we mentioned Gen AI, we mentioned AI. This is something that I feel has boomed in the past year, Gen AI. But when we take a step back and look at it holistically, AWS has been in the space for quite some time, right? So Ben, walk us through a little bit on the history of AWS with AI and now AWS with generative AI. I'm curious.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier in today's episode, this topic is generating a lot of buzz, but what makes Amazon unique is that we've been using AI technology for over 20 years now. From personalizing the shopping experience to developing Alexa, Amazon has deep experience in AI. Mm-hmm. Some of the most notable AI services are, you know, Amazon SageMaker for building, training, and deploying machine learning models. Mm-hmm. I also see customers using Amazon Recognition for image analysts, or Polly for text-to-speech, Amazon Translate for language translations. There's so many different products that, you know, our customers are using. And I think it uniquely sets up Amazon to really allow our customers to take that next step forward with the generative AI capabilities.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm a big fan of Amazon Recognition. It's one of my favorite services to have conversations around because I think there's so much potential there for customers to leverage that service. And the outcomes are always very neat. You touched on generative AI. And one thing that's really exciting for us, at least internally, I know Ben and I, you and I have talked about this quite often, is our recent introduction of Bedrock and really seeing these foundation models come out and services such as Claude and all these possibilities. It's really opening up the conversation of the art of the possible. So that's really exciting. Now, we talk about all these advancements and ways customers are growing their business, finding new customers. On the flip side of that, Ben, I know myself, I hear this all the time. What are some challenges that are standing out to you in the Gen AI space that you think we should let our listeners know about today within SMB?
Yeah, I would say that there are two common challenges that I see a lot of customers in the SMB space, realize when they start these different generative AI initiatives. The first is the data modernization. One key challenge is ensuring the data readiness is there. Generative AI models require large, high quality data sets to be trained effectively. And so, a good saying I heard is that your generative AI initiative is only as good as your data modernization. Mm-hmm. The other hurdle I see is that, hey, we want to leverage these technologies. We really want to build a lot of different, cool initiatives in-house, but we lack the AI specialty. And so we could really help customers overcome that hurdle by leveraging the AWS Partner Network. AWS Partner Network can help a lot by allowing an AI specialist to work hand in hand alongside your team and bring that AI speciality, to your organization.
Yeah, that's also why we invited Eric today, right, Ben? We invited Eric from Innovative because this is a partner that Ben and I have both used, that we've seen success with their AI solutions. Specifically, you're going to hear later in the conversation today, their generative AI assessment, they have Tailwinds. It's incredible, and I recommend all our listeners to test that out because it's a really neat program, if you will, that you can leverage today. So, yeah, Ben, I love all those challenges you mentioned, and I think those are direct ways that we can plug in and assist.
Perfect. Yeah, and really excited to hear from Eric at Innovative, and it's always cool to see what they're up to. They're doing a lot of cutting edge things when it comes to helping SMB customers, bring their generative AI products and services to the market. So before we jump into that, though, I'm curious, Hayden, to get your thoughts, as you alluded earlier in the podcast. If I'm an SMB customer, how do I get started?
Yeah, I think just to recap, right, we're talking about all these potentials on what you can do, these services that we have. Ben touched on Recognition, we touched on Bedrock, SageMaker, all these really neat AI initiatives, but what is all of it? How do I apply it to my business? I get this question all the time. The best step you could take immediately is connect with your account team. Every account team is made up of a account manager like myself, like Ben, and a technical counterpart, a solutions architect, like Kayla, you'll hear soon. And both of us, we team up with you to ideate, we like to whiteboard these solutions and then tag services to your issues, to your challenges, to your adoptions. So we're excited to have those conversations and equipped with the fundamentals to have a fruitful conversation for you. So once we have that, we could then get into demos, right? We talk about these goals you want to accomplish. Well, let's show you and demonstrate what our services can do to accelerate this and help you understand the value of them. So we'll walk you through some demos, what you can expect from the service, timeline associated, introduce you to partners, etc. And then lastly, once we finalize, hey, this is what we want to do, let's apply it to our business, we can get into proof of concept funding. This ties directly to our partner network, so we can fund a partner to build you a proof of concept. Now, this won't be a all the bells and whistles type project for you. It'll be a proof of concept, so pretty bare bones, but will allow you to see and visualize the value for your business. So these are a few ways that you can get started as soon as tomorrow. So just to recap, reach out to your account team, participate in a demo, and let's explore some proof of concept together.
Yeah, I really like that point on the proof of concept funding. I hear all the time my customers like that, you know, hey, this is something that we think could work, but let's really get a hands-on experience and really try it and build something. Not necessarily, coming out of pocket and you know, you could leverage some of the different investment programs here at AWS. So really excited about that, Hayden, and feel free to connect with your account team.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, let's jump into our favorite segment we say every week. This is Kayla's Corner with Kayla Jing.
Hello, everyone. This is Kayla Jing. I'm a solutions architect at AWS, supporting SMB customers. Today, I'm going to talk about Anthropic's Cloud 3 model on Amazon Bedrock. This is a new family of models setting the standard for generative AI. So, a very exciting topic. Starting from the top, a little bit about Anthropic. Anthropic is an AI company building large language models, also known as LLMs. They were founded a few years ago. Some of the founders were the co-authors of the original GPT-3 paper, setting the paradigm of what we know as LLMs today. Anthropic released Cloud 1 in 2023. In just 1 year, they have been able to develop and release the so far most capable models when measured across a combination of intelligence, speed, and cost efficiency. As well as building highly capable models, Anthropic also have a big focus on building safety into the training process through constitutional AI methodology. So very simply, constitutional AI is a training methodology for LLMs in which a key phase of model development is replaced. The reinforcement learning from human feedback was replaced by AI feedback. Essentially, AI-generated feedback is inserted into the core model based on a set of constitutional principles. This is useful for two main reasons. Firstly, this allows LLMs to accelerate the efficiency and scalability of the training process. As LLMs rapidly scale, they will require increasingly large datasets for safety training. And secondly, this methodology also gives increased transparency into improved and aligned outputs. Essentially, by training a model based on a set of principles, Anthropic has created a model that responds more appropriately to ambiguous inputs while still producing helpful and clear answers. Times magazine in December 2023 listed constitutional AI as one of the most important AI innovations of 2023. Now, let's zoom in a little bit to the Cloud 3 model. Customer use cases usually vary in their model requirements, like latency and intelligence. For example, a basic chatbot needs to have very low latency, but doesn't need state-of-the-art intelligence, whereas advanced analysis needs a much higher level of intelligence over low latency. So choosing the right model helps meet requirements at the lowest cost, since higher intelligence models are typically more expensive. That's why Anthropic introduced a family of models in their new release. Claude 3 is their new family of state-of-the-art AI models. The three models in the family, Haiku, Sonnet, and Opus, allow the customers to choose the exact combination of intelligence, speed, and cost that suits their business needs. Very briefly, Claude Opus is optimized for intelligence and power, whereas Haiku is the smallest model squeezing in as much intelligence as possible while optimizing for cost and speed efficiency. Claude Sonnet sits in the middle, perfectly combining cost, speed, and intelligence to match the requirements of a very wide range of business use cases. Claude 3 can also accept image-based inputs, achieving capabilities broadly comparable to other state-of-the-art models, while surpassing other multimodal models in low-latency performance. There are a couple things worth calling out here. First, these models were trained to be extremely capable at understanding photos, charts, graphs, technical diagrams, and optical character recognition. Vision is highly valuable for our customers, some of whom have approximately 50% of their knowledge base encoded in different formats like PDFs, flowcharts, or presentation slides. The Claude 3 models can extract more insights from documents, process web UI and diverse product documentation, generate image catalog metadata, and more. Secondly, as well as being able to process images that have very high accuracy, the Claude models are also really fast. The evaluations shows that Claude 3 models achieve comparable performance to other best-in-class models for image input capabilities, with Claude 3 Haiku having faster speeds than any other leading comparable multimodal model. This combination of low latency and strong capabilities should allow Claude 3 models to perform best in class for use cases that rely on processing large volumes of images, charts, reports, or other visual assets. Claude 3 model family can offer a set of models across intelligence and speed requirements, all at a lower cost than comparable models. All the Claude 3 models come with 200,000 token context windows. This is industry-leading in terms of how that combines speed, intelligence, and vision capabilities. Claude 3 Opus is the most powerful model in this family and the most intelligent model available in the market today. It achieves state-of-the-art intelligence superior to GPT-40. Claude 3 Sonnet strikes a balance between intelligence and speed, and is priced to be significantly cheaper than GPT-40 while achieving comparable levels of intelligence. Claude 3 Haiku is the fastest, most cost-effective model for high-volume use cases. Compared to GPT-3.5T, Claude 3 Haiku is smarter, much faster, and cheaper, and also has image-to-text vision capabilities that are comparable to the best vision models available on the market. So, as well as comparing to other models in the market, it is also important to compare Claude 3 models with some previous generation models. Compared to previous models, it provides better results out of the box. Cloud 3 gives higher quality responses that are less dependent on specific prompt formatting, allowing first-time cloud users the ability to get higher quality results faster. It also improves JSON formatting. Cloud 3's out-of-the-box support for JSON formattings makes it easier to prompt and integrate into other applications. Cloud 3 Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku are significantly less likely to refuse to answer prompts that sit on the border of the system's guardrails. Previous cloud models made refusals too often. The Cloud 3 models have a more nuanced understanding of requests, recognize real harm, and refuse to answer harmless prompts much less often. Now you have some understanding of the Anthropic's Cloud 3 models. You probably want to try it yourself. But how do you get started? It's going to be leveraging Amazon Bedrock. Amazon Bedrock is the easiest way for you to build and scale your generative AI applications with the choice of leading foundation model providers that you can invoke with a single API call. We are really proud that Anthropic is leading the way with their frontier class models on Amazon Bedrock. One of the features that Bedrock allows you to do is model customization. This is a feature that will eventually come for and become available for Anthropic as well. Retrieval Augmented Generation, REG, for example, is our most in-demand feature, which is empowered and embedded through Bedrock. Some more complex tasks, such as agent invocation, can also be achieved on Bedrock. So Bedrock is a place where we are making continued investments to make it easy for you to build and scale your applications. And of course, the number one thing that anchors the Bedrock service is our thoughts behind security, privacy, and safety. Speaking of safety, security, and privacy, one of the large customer signals that we gathered before building Bedrock was that our customers really want to make sure that their data is not being used to train the underlying models. For this reason, all your data as a customer does not go to the model providers. It stays within your AWS environment and is actually encrypted in transit and at rest. Additionally, if you use any data for customization, it is securely transferred through your virtual private cloud. If you want to make sure Bedrock can be compliant with your use case, please reach out to your account manager. We have support for HIPAA compliance, SOC compliance, and various other compliances as well. On the data security side, that is the forefront of every customer and development, we provide a series of mechanisms that allow you to maintain security in transit and at rest. For example, AWS Private Link allows you to establish a private connection between your virtual private clouds and the Bedrock service. We also provide control to IAM integration so that you can provide the very granular access on how specific models can be invoked and used. We also allow you to monitor the API activities through our cloud-based service so that you can better understand how it's being used and troubleshoot any issues on your solution. If you happen to have very specific customer requirements that require you to manage your own key, we can also support that in Bedrock, so you can create and control your own keys to encrypt the fine-tuned models, depending on the model that you are using. And finally, one other feature that's really important for Bedrock is we want to give customers flexibility on how they consume these models. For example, if you have specific throughput requirements on input and output tokens per second or per minute, you can actually purchase a commitment term of either 1 month or 6 months so that you can adhere to those requirements. And additionally, you can actually get a discount for that commitment as well. This is really useful if you have predictable traffic spikes. A lot of customers actually will do a combination of provision throughput with their standard API to balance different kinds of traffic. To help you get started, we are providing a series of documentation available to you listed in the description. Also, please reach out to your AWS account manager if you would like to see how can you leverage GenAI in your own use case. That's it from Kayla's Corner today. Thank you. Over to you, Ben and Hayden.
All right, really excited to kick off the guest segment of today's episode. With us today is Eric Galvin from Innovative Solutions. Eric, feel free to jump on and give us a quick introduction.
Hey guys, thank you for having me on today. Hope everyone had a good weekend. And yeah, my name is Eric Galvin. I'm an account executive here at Innovative Solutions. I currently live in Los Angeles and cover the West Coast territory for SMB customers. I'm actually Hayden's counterpart on the AWS side, so typically I'm the main point of contact during the evaluation process for these projects, just ensuring we're meeting the customer's needs, requirements, and maximizing potential funding investments.
Awesome. Yeah, like Eric mentioned, him and I have worked together extensively throughout this year and a little bit of last year. So always a great partnership together, and we're very happy to have him on. So Eric, we always ask our guests on the call this question, you know, what does SMB mean to you? I know it's subjective, but answer that as you will.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate you having me on, Hayden. Quick little preview of who Innovative is before I jump into what SMB means to me. So at Innovative, we're what's called a premier tier partner. There's three different statuses. We're at the very top of the totem pole. As you can imagine, there's over 20 to 30,000-ish partners in the AWS ecosystem. Only about 131 have a premier tier status, and Innovative Solutions is one of those. What makes us even more unique here at Innovative Solutions is we actually have what's called a strategic collaboration agreement in place with AWS. And what that means is AWS actually invests millions of dollars back into Innovative Solutions every year to help their strategic accounts on the SMB segment really grow and expand their footprint on AWS. Innovative, we've been around for about 35 years, and we really heavily focus on startup and small to medium-sized businesses. We have all the different competencies you can think of, and we're really focused on GenAI as well as data and analytics coming into 2024. So that was a little preview of who we are at Innovative, what really makes us unique, and what SMB means to me, Hayden. It means a lot to me and everyone here at Innovative. 50% or more of our customers fall into this category of small to medium-sized businesses, so we are really focused on SMB customers here at Innovative, and really, really focus on our go-to-market strategy as well as our product offerings around this segment. So we love helping small to medium-sized businesses achieve their cloud goals and really, really help dial in their business initiatives while expanding their footprint on AWS. I do anticipate SMB being our largest customer segment again in 2024.
Awesome. That's really exciting to hear the extensive work you all have done regarding AWS's SMB customers. You know, to kick things off, can you tell me a little bit more about how Innovative has helped AWS customers leverage generative AI?
Yeah, great question there. Innovative was actually one of the very first two GenAI launch competency partners across the globe. And our AI solution called Tailwinds is pre-built architecture that sits on Bedrock and other ancillary AWS services. We have tons of public AI customer case studies for almost every industry. So if customers are interested in speaking with others on their experience, not only with Innovative, but some of the outcomes that we've been able to help them deliver for their customers and their business, we can certainly get you guys in contact with some of our accounts and customers that have already gone live. But Innovative has a very deep technical bench with AI and ML specialists to really help bring your AI vision to life. A lot of folks don't really know where to start. They know they want to leverage AI, but maybe might not be sure on the best LLM, right, for their use case, or might not be quite sure on, is this use case applicable for my business? So we certainly have the expertise and the technical bench, not only help document and create that AI vision, but also help with hands-on keyboard work to really bring it to life. We're actually running a special AI promotion right now where customers can actually get a free AI assessment so we can come in and review their AI landscape. So really taking a look under the hood. Are you using the right LLM? Have you thought about all these applicable use cases for your business, right? Really helps them document that architecture, that go-to-market strategy, as well as the cost to build and maintain in their environment. One customer that I recently worked on in the SMB segment was called Avanis. They're actually a public case study as well. You can see on our website. And what I helped them do in the SMB space is today Avanis has 5 full-time employees. And what they typically do with those 5 full-time employees is they review 25 to 30,000 customer feedback surveys from banks and credit unions every month. As you can imagine, as they start to grow their business and scale, they either got to hire more full-time employees, right, to keep reviewing those surveys, or they got to implement generative AI to help automate and scale and reduce human error, really create that efficiency there internally. So what our Tailwind solution was able to come in and do is really code and create those sentiment analysis for, was it a positive experience speaking with Eric today? Was he knowledgeable? So we actually came in with our Tailwind solution, are able to automate the 25 to 30,000 customer feedback surveys to really review those for them in a very timely manner. So that's just one of the many case studies that I can bring to your guys' attention, but that's one that just popped up in my head here today.
Yeah, for sure. That was all so valuable. So I'm sure our listeners are going to play that portion back a little bit because you dropped a lot of good knowledge for us. And I know, Eric, you and I have had some good success with Tailwind, so I'm excited for our listeners to start leveraging that further as well. Which, you know, thanks for joining us today. I want to leave us with one last question here. So everything you mentioned today sounds really exciting for our listeners. How can they get started with Innovative as soon as tomorrow, let's say?
Yeah, great question. All we really need is a 30-minute introduction and discovery call. From there, what we do is we walk you through our Tailwinds assessment process. And that's where we really dive into reviewing your AI landscape, helping you create those key use cases that are going to be applicable to your business. We'll at a high level dive into your data strategy, right? Where does your data live today? Is it centralized? Does it come from various different locations? What would you like to be doing with your data? Right? Is it customer acquisition? Is it something to do with retention? Is it business intelligent tools or analytic dashboards for real-time insights? What would you actually like to do with the data when you have it centralized? One of the other workshops we cover off in the assessment is really helping you go to market, right? Developing those measurable KPIs, that go-to-market strategy, and really that implementation plan, whether it's in a phased approach, crawl, walk, run, or all at once. So we really want to meet you where you are in your AI journey. But the AI assessment is a great foundation and a great way for us to come in, spend some time with our AI experts, go through these different workshops, and really document with these whiteboarding sessions your AI vision and how we're going to help you bring that to life in your business in the most cost-effective way.
Great.
And then lastly, after you go through the assessment, we have next what's called an on-ramp, and that's really bringing your proof of concept with hands-on keyboard into your environment. So that's where then, after the assessment, we then will build out your proof of concept into your environment with that on-ramp phase. It's all pre-built architecture, so it's all plug and play, really quick time to deployments. These should not take months to deploy. We're talking weeks at a very economical entry point. So once again, assessments are a great way to start to document your vision, and that on-ramp really brings it to life with hands-on keyboard work in that next phase. And we can get funding for both of the phases there to keep out-of-pocket costs down for SMB customers.
Awesome. Eric, we can't thank you enough for joining us. I know our listeners are saying the same thing. Really excited for the continued partnership, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me today. Really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.